you're going to make the wrong decision. You're going to make bad decisions. You're going to have an idea for a project. It's not going to work out. You're going to have an idea for a product. It's not going to work out. You're going to have a sales call that you mess up on. You're going to have a video you put out that just doesn't hit the way it's supposed to. You're going to run a sale that doesn't bring customers in. Like, those things are going to happen. And to you, I think you said it right at the start of it, is like, that is not where the emotional energy should be going. Emotional energy should be going on to what's next. Okay, great. That didn't work. How do we do a different sale? Or maybe do we need to change the way that we're promoting that? Do we need to change the copy that we're using on that ad or on that post or on that signage or whatever? And I think that's the key. I think what really comes into this is, like, you got to find where are you willing to put that emotional capital into?
Welcome to Small Business BS, the podcast designed to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit through thought-provoking ideas and actionable business strategies. Each week, entrepreneurs Adam Whitmer and Jeff Gargis dive into creative marketing hacks, proven sales methods, and clever growth strategies. Get ready to unlock the full potential of your business with insights that are both fun and impactful. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Gargis and Adam Whitmer.
Welcome to episode 21 of the Small Business BS podcast. I'm Adam Whitmer, and I'm here, of course, with my co-host, Jeff Gargis. And in today's topic, we're going to continue our conversation in talking about mindset. Specifically, we want to talk about how business is sometimes a little bit crazy. We sometimes have highs, we sometimes have lows, and sometimes it feels like we're on a roller coaster. And Jeff, you've got a story, I think, that would be great to kick off this episode about, on how you discovered what we like to call this roller coaster of business. So can you tell us what that story is, Jeff?
Yeah, and this is going to be one of those episodes where Jeff's going to talk for a little bit for a while, because my story goes, it's like multiple parts. But so the roller coaster is something that the story that I'm going to tell, I'm not exactly sure if when I had the initial experience, if he actually referred to it as a roller coaster or not. Maybe I gave it that later. I don't know. But when back in a former life, Adam, when I was younger, much younger, I was like 20, 21, I was in the world of insurance sales, financial services and stuff like that. And so pretty high level of, like, sales, like, right, you're hustling all the time and commission based for the most part. So you're, you know, that type of stuff, and had several mentors there. And one of the guys that was mentoring was doing a training, and he came into the room with all of us in there, and he wrote on a whiteboard. And if you're listening, just kind of visualize this, writing on a whiteboard, and he's drawn, like, upward, right? So almost like a, you know, like a hill, like a roller coaster going up. And he says, you know, I got 15 new leads today. And then he goes way down and he says, you know, none of them answered my call. He goes way up and he says, I set 5 new appointments. And it goes way down, 3 of them canceled. Way up, and he says, I put in 6 apps, you know, this month. And he goes way down, 5 of them got, you know, pulled back or denied. And he did that a few more times. And then he draws a line horizontally across the whole board that goes right through the middle of all those ups and downs. And he points at it and he says, whoever's here wins. And he just leaves. And the thought process behind what he was saying was, don't get too excited and don't get too upset, because it's going to go up and down. You have to have this level mind. And it's crazy, because that's something that has stuck with me. This was, you know, 20 years ago now. And I have shared this so many times that if you were to go talk to the folks in our EduCreator community, most of them probably already know this story. I'm sure they've heard it. I know I've told it on other podcasts before as a guest. And the story that I really think through is, early on in our business with Teach Better, it was like the year 2 maybe. Chad and I, we had the first sales meeting with a big district that we thought was going to be the big one, right? We had had some small sales, had some success. It was good. But we knew, based on the way that we priced things, a big district could equal a very big contract. And we had a great meeting with this curriculum director at a school and at a district. And she was excited about what we were doing. We were super excited. And we started envisioning all the things, right? The little pile of cash we were going to put on the table for our wives to find, paying off the debt, the boat I was going to buy, the way we were going to frost our names on our office that we were clearly going to actually get finally, because we're going to have this money, all this stuff, like the life changing thought. Right. And turns out that there was two very different conversations going on in that meeting. She was excited about a little piece of what we did, helping with a very specific little piece of a problem that they had. We were envisioning this massive overhaul of everything they did. And this was just us being early on, not good at it, not understanding it. And so she kind of goes to this for a while, and eventually like replied back and was like, hey, like we're not going to do this. It's like, this is not what we're looking for. Now, I like to joke, I'm pretty sure they probably still keep like our proposal on the wall just to laugh at every now and then, because it was so outside of what they're doing. But anyway, so it was devastating. And we were just like in the mud, just hating on ourselves. And we're on a drive, we're driving. So we're in Northeast Ohio and we're driving down to Cincinnati. So across the state, and we're on our way to do a workshop. There was a 2-day workshop at the University of Cincinnati. And this was part of a large project that we had done with the Woodrow Wilson Teaching Fellowship, which is a national teaching fellowship that trains teachers all over the country. And we were working with 5 different universities all around the state of Ohio, training hundreds of teachers from all around the state, which was going to impact thousands and thousands of students. Like this, it was a good deal. We were getting paid pretty well from it. It was a nice setup. And we're literally on the drive down to the Cincinnati. It's like 4-hour drive. And 3.5 hours in, it was 3.5 hours of us just crapping all over ourselves and just beating ourselves up. And just like, I don't even remember what we said, but it was like toxic. Like it was bad. And there was a moment where I just stopped. I can literally envision we were outside of like the Dayton area getting to come down. Like envision it's the freeway and it has jets on the freeway, cause it's like close to the naval base and stuff. Like I can literally envision it. I could feel us in my car. And when I realized what we were doing, and I'm like, dude, what are we doing? We are literally on our way to one of the top universities in the state. We have already worked with several other, you know, top state universities around the state. We're being entrusted by this national fellowship and these teachers doing this training, and we're making good money. Like it was a nice contract that locked us in and stuff like that. I'm like, what are we doing right now? And what was funny, Adam, is that in that moment, Chad actually recognized and goes, dude, we're riding a roller coaster, like literally calling out the fact that we were doing what I tell people not to do. And the point of all the story is, one, I want to talk through, like, we don't ride the roller coaster. What that means is don't get too excited when things are going well. I'm not telling you don't celebrate, because you should be celebrating. You should get excited. You should enjoy what you're doing. You should be able to enjoy those things. But don't let yourself go too emotionally high when things are going well or something good happens. And don't let yourself go too emotionally low when something bad happens or you're in a rut. Because either way can really hurt you. Going low can just like destroy you, but going high makes the lows hurt worse and are more likely to happen. And the second part of that is, even though I literally tell people this all the time, it's really hard to not allow it to happen. So you also have some grace of like, it's going to happen. No matter how many times you re-listen this episode, it's going to happen. You're going to let yourself do it. It's just the reminder of, hey, okay, I'm getting a little too excited. I need to kill back a little bit. Or, oh man, I've been beating myself up because I had a bad week of sales or whatever. I need to get a little more keen. And so to me, I think this plays into, Adam, when we talked about some of I think with the bully syndrome a little bit from the last episode, this plays into that a little bit in the sense of like, you're going to have losses. Like that's just going to happen. You're going to have no, you're going to have losses, you're going to have bad days, you're going to have stupid decisions, you're going to have bad decisions, you're going to have terrible decisions, you're going to make mistakes. Beating yourself up about that does nothing for your business. It does not help you. It hurts you. And so you got to really not ride this roller coaster. And so to me, this is something that, again, that I talk about a lot, that I really, especially with newer business owners, newer entrepreneurs, newer creators, I think this is crucial. And so I really want to talk about it. I guess that's my kind of story. And I know we've talked, and I know you felt this, like, because we've been in masterminds for the last couple of years together. Like, I know you've had the ups and downs too. But I guess now that I've blabbered on for a while, where does your mind go with all of that? Tell me about your roller coaster, I guess.
No, that's great. And I love how you frame this for, you know, newer business owners, because I think this is one of those things that every newer business owner is probably going to experience, unless they have a very patient and grounded personality, which some people naturally do. But for a lot of us, it's so easy to get excited when things are going well and to feel like it's doomsday when things are going bad. And you know, it's just, it's interesting when I've run across people who are just, you know, things don't faze them. I do have to realize that a lot of that is because they have experience. And I told you, Jeff, before we started, I'm in the process of building a house. And, you know, this is my first time building a house, and it's the same type of thing. Something will happen where we had doors that were put in the wrong side. You know, it's not a big deal, but they're on the second story and they have to lift them up with, I don't know how they used lifts or whatever. And it's like, you know, I thought it's the end of the world. And the builder's just like, nope, no big deal. We'll fix it. And I'm like, how is he so patient with this? It felt to me like a catastrophe because it's the first time I've ever dealt with it. But to him, he's like, this happens all the time. One of my brothers actually owns a business where he said in his business, it's every single day. Every single day, there is a major crisis. And for him, that's just life. And so he said early on, he would get emotional about it. Now he understands he can't waste emotional energy on that. And so he just processes it as part of the job and really takes this problem solver approach. And I think as business owners, that's what it really comes down to is, are we able to problem solve? And when we're able to problem solve, that is what sets us apart from people who are just employees, is we're able to figure it out. And when we start to realize that we can figure out anything, then we can understand that what seems like a big deal is not a big deal. And things that seem like a huge win, we understand there's going to be problems coming. And so trying to stay on that course. So that's kind of where my mind went when you were saying that, Jeff.
I love that you said specifically in there the problem solve, and it reminds me of something actually that Chad, my business partner, says all the time when an issue happens. And he says this when we're working with school districts and stuff, but he also says it a lot to us, is he's like, hey, if the house is on fire, are you getting water to put it out, or are you figuring out who to blame? Like, he goes, look, we don't need to worry about who started the fire. We need to put it out first. Then we can learn from it. And that's an interesting approach. Like, that's the problem solve. It's like, hey, if there's an issue, figure out the problem. If you want to, if you're going to beat yourself up, first off, it should wait. But also, by waiting, you're less likely to do it, and you're just able to learn from it and stuff. And I think you mentioned also like the experience. I think that's a big piece, right? So you talk about the builder having who knows how many years of experience and how many projects where things went wrong. And I'm sure at some point in his life, every time things went wrong, it was a panic, it was bad. But eventually, he's like, hey, like, things are going to go wrong. So like, I already know this. So I'm not taking that roller coaster up or down. When things are going well, I'm like, I'm going to stay a little bit lower because it's something's going to go bad. And I think that's you're still going to go up and down. My hand's going, you can't see it. Adam can see it. But like, if you think about what I was talking about, like the drawing on the board, like the reality is it's always going to be up and down. But if you can manage to stay lower, those ups and downs are much smaller, which makes them a lot easier to handle, right? And I think the problem solving approach is huge to that, is when something doesn't go well, it's, all right, well, how do I fix this? Right. It's just a problem. It's not a reflection on you. Like, you're going to make the wrong decision. You're going to make bad decisions. You're going to have an idea for a project, it's not going to work out. You're going to have an idea for a product, it's not going to work out. You're going to have a sales call that you mess up on. You're going to have a video you put out that just doesn't hit the way it's supposed to. You're going to run a sale that doesn't bring customers in. Like, those things are going to happen. And I think you said it right at the start of it, is like, that is not where the emotional energy should be going. Emotional energy should be going on to what's next. Okay, great. That didn't work. How do we do a different sale? Or maybe do we need to change the way that we're promoting that? Do we need to change the copy that we're using on that ad or on that post or on that signage or whatever? And I think that's the key. I think what really comes into this is like, you got to find where are you willing to put that emotional capital into? And it should be into the problem solving. And I don't know if you want to go here, but before we start recording, you talked a little bit about I feel like we're kind of leading into this. You correct me if I'm wrong. Like, you mentioned talking about sort of the urgent and important and how do you kind of regulate. So I kind of wanted to go, I think we've talked about what this is and why we don't want to do this roller coaster ride. But the question is like, how do we sort of started going into like, well, how do we prevent ourselves from? And one is like, well, you got to know a little bit's getting reps in, right? That, but how do we, I think you were thinking about going maybe into like, well, how do we determine what should have our emotional capital and should get our energy and what doesn't deserve it?
That's exactly where I was thinking. You know, you talked about the fire instead of blaming, you know, who started the fire, finding that water and finding how to put out the fire before it gets even worse. For me, I think one of the things in business, there's just so often business owners are firefighters where they're putting out problems just over and over and over again. You know, that is part of business, but at the end of the day, what's really important is to make money. And so for me, the approach that I've taken over the years is I have to ask myself every day, every week, how am I making money now? What can I do to make money now? What can I do to make money today? And so this really goes into this conversation of urgent versus important. And when we're business owners, we have these urgent problems that come in. Literally, we can have an email come in that will throw us off for the rest of the day or the rest of the week. And it suddenly becomes urgent. It's a problem we have to deal with now, but it may not be important. And by important, what I mean is something that makes our business money, something that works towards our strategic objectives and goals, and something that moves our business forward. And so urgent doesn't always equal important, especially when we're talking about in life, just not even in business, in life. The things that are urgent for me this morning, I forgot that I took the trash cans out. I saw the trash truck go by the other street, down the other street. So I ran out, took the trash out because the trash was coming. My daughter sent me a text saying she left her window open. And if it's going to rain, I've got to shut that window before it rains. Those are urgent things. But if my plan in the morning was to work out for my health before my day started, I've got to balance those urgent things that are coming in from the time I woke up that take my time away from the important things, because if exercising and working on my cardio and working on my long-term health is a long-term important piece for my long-term health, and every day I let that get put second to the urgent things that come in, that are going to come in, that always come in, then I'm never going to have worked out. And I've got somebody I know, we'll just call him James, who has walked consistently for, I think, like 17 years, because he knows that his long-term health is extremely important for him to be around for his family and those that rely on him. And so he has made it a priority where he has literally walked for 15 or 17 years straight without missing a single day. And there are days where there's ice storms and the power's out. There are days where he's traveling. There are days where he just doesn't feel it. But he's found a way that every single day he's able to get at least a 2-mile walk in at a set pace that he has established. And for him, he understands this is important. There are urgent things that will happen every single day, but to him, he has put that value on top of important. I think that that's how we balance this roller coaster in our businesses. At least that's my take. Now, Jeff, you might have a different take on this, but that's, I think, the best way I've found to manage this roller coaster is to consider the important versus the urgent.
No, I love that. And I think what I'm hearing there is two big things. Is one is consistency, right? So one thing that'll help us deal with this up and down of the unexpected or hopefully expected is the consistency in what we're doing and the consistency of being focused on the important things, the things that are doing, moving us towards our goals and what we're trying to do. I think the consistency on that, and then building systems and structures that allow us to always get to that. And I think the expectation that, hey, urgent things are going to come in, interruptions are going to come in, bad things are going to come in and they're going to pull me down or pull me out. But if I have a structure in place where I'm always getting this stuff done that has moved my business forward, now when you think about the roller coaster, those downswings, they mean a whole lot less, which is really the key, right? So, and I think about early on, like Chad and I were talking about, like we lost a deal and I'm like, or like a lead. I'm like, that won't hurt as much when there's more. And there was, I don't know. And we don't know. I don't know when it actually happened. At some point, like we remember that and we're like, and like we lost another lead and he's like, but it was only, and he said the number. And I'm like, 3 years ago, that would have destroyed us. I'm like, but there's more now because we're again, trying to stay consistent. So yeah, I love the idea of like consistency and focusing on the important things, because typically the things that bring us down are those urgent things that pull in. Cause it was like urgent cause we lost that deal or that refund came in or whatever. So yeah, I love that a lot. I think that's a huge piece to it. So I think taking a look at your business and finding those things, what are those things, to like what Adam said, what are the things that are actually driving my business forward, making my business money, getting me towards my goals? And those are the things that I have to make sure always happen. because those are the things that are going to help me level out on that roller coaster ride and stay focused on what's important there. I love that. I think that works out really well.
That's great. And I just want to chime in. If you're a listener too on this, I think it's important to just keep in mind that if you're having one of those days where everything seems to be going against you, this is just part of business. It's not you. Yeah. if you let it get in your head, it will be you, but it is part of business. And I just want to encourage you to celebrate those wins. When you do have the highs, celebrate them. Don't take them all the way up as high as they can go, because like Jeff said, you'll fall further, but celebrate those wins. Remember those wins, and remember it's a long game. We're talking a marathon or maybe even an Ironman, not a sprint. This is a long-term, roller coaster. So we have to just hold on to it and kind of go through the roller coaster without putting our hands up. We just kind of go through it without having any emotion up or down and get through the ride and do it again and again and again. And so just be encouraged that you've got this. This is not different for you than it is for anybody else. But like Jeff said in the very beginning of this episode, those who can stay on the course long term are the ones who are going to win the game. And not really that it's a game, but those are going to be successful. And so I just want to encourage you that that's something you can totally do.
I love that you brought us back to celebrating the wins. I think that's the second part of this, right, is the celebrating the wins. And I think I'm just going to add that sometimes that win doesn't, you got to look for it. Sometimes you got to dig deep and find it, because sometimes the win is simply, that didn't work out, but I got good reps in and I'm going to learn something from it, right? And because if you can do that and the win is actually, well, we learned something. Now you're taking one of those potentially dips and it's actually a rise. I don't know, a hill, whatever. I don't know what you call it. I'm losing my metaphor in the roller coaster, but I think that's key. So that consistency, having the structure in place to stay consistent, stay focused on what's important, not what's urgent. And also, recognizing the win and the success you're having and the growth you're having, I think is super important, because we lose sight of that because we get to one place and we forget, wow, I've come a long ways. Like, I've done a lot of things. Like it's okay that today's a crappy day, or this week's a crappy week, or this month wasn't a good month. So I'm with Adam. You got this. It's part of business. Sometimes it sucks. And that's just part of it though, right? So sometimes you get through the suck and that's the win.
If you can at least keep it neutral, and view it as a learning curve, a lot of times, you probably pay that as much as what you lost in training to be able to get to that next level where, whatever, but lots of different ways to view it. So.
Yeah.
I think that's all we have, Jeff. Do you have any resources or anything you want to share? Anything for people to take away on this?
No, I think we're good. I mean, jeffgargas.net, there's stuff over there. The site's still super minimal, but I am working on some content over there and some coaching programs, stuff like that. So that's always a good place to go.
Very good. Very good. I'm excited about our next podcast, Jeff. We're going to go into this next podcast, and I've got a little trick for you. So for those of you listening, pay attention next week, because I'm going to put Jeff on the spot, and this should be a little bit different format, a little fun, I think, but very helpful. So pay attention to next week. We'll see you then. So I guess I'll close this, Jeff. So that's all we have for this episode of the Small Business BS Podcast. For more information on this episode and other episodes, go to smallbusinessbs.com. Until next time, have fun, be strategic, and get out there and grow your business. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Small Business BS Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow entrepreneurs. Until next time, keep thinking big and taking action in your business, one step at a time.